Hello, friend. Welcome to The Cupboard. This is your captain speaking. We're expecting to arrive at the end of the episode in somewhere around however long it says in the time code. And we're anticipating this half-baked airline pilot bit will be coming to a stop around about now. My name's John. I write the quiz of The Quiz Cupboard, and I've done you four differently formatted rounds as per always. There are 40 points available. Answers are after all the questions, and I will need you to mark your own work. Apologies for that. Shall we begin with a music round? The name of this one is Two Word Intros, because that's all you're getting of each song. They all begin with only vocals, and I've decided two words of said vocal intro are enough for you to name both the song and the artist each time. 1 point for each of those elements. You can name five songs. That comes to 10 points for the round if you're excellent at it. Question one will give you the idea, and it goes like this. Oh, they're very short, aren't they? We'll hear them each twice, just to give you a chance. So here's number one again. Song title and artist, please. Number two sounds like this. Yeah, leaving a little bit of silence after all of them. Number two again. Two-word intros. Number three. Okay, three again is this. Here's question number four. Hey, you! Always get their attention. Number four again. Hey, you! And number five feels like a good place to finish. Here it is. Because you what? Number five, one more time. Because you. And then let's move on together to round number two.
But sire, it's a big hit. The whole village is singing it.
I like that, you know I do. This gives me a feeling of power. Power!
And round two is the old news. This is where we all act like we're travelling back in time using the Quiz Cupboard's at least second-hand time machine. Please commit to the conceit. I want to see the fear in your eyes during the following sound effect. So here we are, temporal tourists in an unspecified year, and I've got some relevant current affairs questions written as if in this past time. The ninth question will be, what year is it? So see what clues you can gather within the text. We're going chronologically, starting with question one. On the 7th of January, Danish TV channel DR Ene aired the premiere of what police procedural series, starring Sofie Gråbøl as Detective Inspector Sarah Lund? So bad Danish pronunciations aside, here is question one again. On the 7th of January, Danish TV channel DR1 aired the premiere of what police procedural series starring Sofie Gråbøl as Detective Inspector Sarah Lund? Question two is, following Apple's announcement of the iPhone earlier in the month, what iteration of the Windows operating system was released by Microsoft on the 30th of January? This is the release to the public. I think it had been released to the industry the previous year late on. Question two again, following Apple's announcement of the iPhone earlier in the month, what iteration of the Windows operating system was released by Microsoft on the 30th of January? Question three, Forrest Whitaker won the Academy Award for Best Actor on the 25th of February for his portrayal of Idi Amin in what film released last year? Forrest Whitaker won the Academy Award for Best Actor on the 25th of February for his portrayal of Idi Amin in what film released last year, is question three. Question four, who became President of France on the 16th of May after defeating Socialist Party candidate Ségolène Royal in a second round of voting? Who became the President of France on the 16th of May after defeating Socialist Party candidate Ségolène Royal in a second round of voting? Question five is, the last episode of HBO series The Sopranos aired on the 10th of June, ending controversially with a sudden cut to black during a scene set in a diner while what 80s rock anthem played in the background? Question five, one more time. The last episode of HBO series The Sopranos aired on the 10th of June, ending controversially with a sudden cut to black during a scene set in a diner, while what 80s rock anthem played in the background? Question six, on the 25th of June, French footballer Thierry Henry completed a high-profile transfer to FC Barcelona from what London club? On the 25th of June, French footballer Thierry Henry completed a high-profile transfer to FC Barcelona from what London club? Is question six. Number seven, which San Francisco Giants left fielder broke the all-time Major League Baseball home run record on the 7th of August, hitting a Mike Baksik pitch 435 feet for his 756th career homer? Question 8. The 27th of December saw the assassination of Benazir Bhutto, the former Prime Minister of what Asian country? This is the last of the one-point questions. The 27th of December saw the assassination of Benazir Bhutto, the former Prime Minister of what Asian country? And question 9 then is, what year is it? You're going to get 2 points for the exact year, of course, and 1 point if you are close. As close as I think you need to be to get 1 point. So it's 1 point for each correct answer you can get from those previous questions, and then 2 maximum for that last question. What year is it? That's how the old news works. Worked. Here's round 3 coming up after this. Round 3 is called Second the Best. This is one of my favourites and one that takes a more than average amount of explaining. I will give you a category instead of a question each time. You get 1 point if you can name the first or top thing in that category, but if you want the maximum 2 points, you can instead choose to name the second placed thing in the category. For example, largest countries in the world would give you 1 point if you said Russia, or 2 points if you knew Canada is the second biggest country. Second is indeed the best and often harder answer. It's a tricky round, let's be frank. Starting then with another geography question just to ease you into the format. It is longest rivers in China. I am going with the common English names of these rivers, I'm afraid. If you can tell me the longest river in China, well done, you get 1 point. But if instead you choose to give me the second longest river, then you get the 2 points. That's the maximum. You can only give me one answer. Number two is host cities for the modern Olympics. This is since the Olympics were revived in the late 19th century. If you can tell me the city that hosted the first or the second, you will score points. Number three is the best-selling handheld game consoles ever. We're talking purely handheld consoles here, not counting the Nintendo Switch, for example, which is classed as a hybrid, just little handheld games console, the best selling ever, or preferably the second best selling ever of those types of thing. Now, before we're back to sport, and it's Formula One constructors with the most World Drivers' Championships won. These are the teams represented by the most Formula One World Champion drivers since 1950, when they started doing a drivers' championship. So either the team that's won the most drivers' championships, or the team that's won the second most drivers' championships. And finally, it's Spice Girls singles. That is question 5. That's all it is. 3 words. Spice Girls singles. Singles released by the girl group The Spice Girls, in order of release, either the first single or the second single they released. They pretty much all shot to the top of the charts, at least in the UK here. And they had some big international hits too. So hopefully you can have a good guess at that one. And we've sped through round 3, second the best. There is a round 4 though.
Wait a minute. Disappointed! This is my world.
And it is called Pass the Dutch. This is the chance for you to finally put those school Dutch lessons to use, because all the questions are in that language and answers in English or Dutch are acceptable. It's 2 points for each one you get. Starting here, question 1.
Welk Franse museum herbergt de Mona Lisa en de Venus van Milo?
There it is. You are going to hear each of these questions twice, not interrupted usually by me. So that was the normal speaking speed one, and here is the tourist version slowed down.
Welk Franse museum herbergt de Mona Lisa en de Venus van Milo?
See, there you go. You can speak Dutch. That was question one for 2 points. Here's question two for 2 points.
Op welk konijn wordt gejaagd door Elmer Fudd in de Looney Tunes tekenfilms? Op welk konijn wordt gejaagd door Elmer Fudd in de Looney Tunes tekenfilms?
Okay, so maybe you don't understand every word, but I've made sure that they're all at least a little bit guessable to a careful listener. Here's question three.
Wie regisseerde de films Jackie Brown en Death Proof? Wie regisseerde de films Jackie Brown en Death Proof?
Simple enough, if you know it, that is. Question four comes next.
In welk jaar is de Titanic gezonken? In welk jaar is de Titanic gezonken?
Yeah, I think the challenge there is knowing what you're being asked rather than what the topic is. And number five is this.
Welke vrucht is clockwork in de titel van een roman van Anthony Burgess? Welke vrucht is clockwork in de titel van een roman van Anthony Burgess?
How interesting. That's all your questions. Answers after this. The next episode is a members-only one, so if you want the whole caboodle plus a bunch of other specials, you can get yourself to Patreon, specifically the Quiz Cupboard one, to become a cupboard dweller from £2 a month plus VAT or whatever currency you're more comfortable with. The social media handle is at Quiz Cupboard. The merch can be found at quizcupboard.com. Is there anything else? Oh, leave a nice review or rating so more people can find the program. And you can vote for your favorite round on Spotify, as long as I've got round to making the survey, that is. But let's see what the answers are before you decide how much you enjoyed the podcast. Round one was our two-word intros. Let's hear a little bit more of each, starting with question one. Was the question, but let's let it play a little bit longer.
I've paid my dues. Time after time.
Which clearly is We Are the Champions by Queen. I said it was 1 point for the song title and 1 point for the name of the artist that you were listening to. So 2 points for you because you got both of those. Well done. Number two question was?
My soul.
And extended, that sounds like? Not sure how much this helps, actually, if you didn't know it. Let's let that fade out. That is the Rolling Stones with You Can't Always Get What You Want. If you knew it, you knew it. Rolling Stones, artist, You Can't Always Get What You Want. The song, so 1 point for each of those. Number three. Was the very brief question.
I do my hair toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling?
Was a bit more of it. That is Good As Hell by Lizzo. Sorry for swearing. Good as hell, Lizzo, the artist. Number four.
Hey, you!
I suspect another one where hearing a bit more won't help too much, but let's hear a bit more.
Hey, you! Don't watch that! Watch this! This is the heavy, heavy monster sound!
If you're a British uncle at a wedding, you've already given yourself 2 points for One Step Beyond by Madness. That's Madness, the artist, One Step Beyond, the name of the song. And number five was our last one.
Because you.
And more of that.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble.
Yeah, it is Meghan Trainor with All About That Bass. All About That Bass, Meghan Trainor. 1 point for each of those. That's all the two-word intros. By the way, if you can hear any background noise, there are some young kids playing outside the cupboard. Obviously, I have been out and shouted at them, don't worry. But for some reason, the fact that I'm recording a quiz podcast didn't quite seem to land with them as a reason to stop playing on their day off. No respect for good art. We push on bravely to round two, the old news. Let's go through these 1 point questions nice and quickly. The Danish TV channel DR1 aired the premiere of what police procedural series on the 7th of January? The answer is The Killing, or in Danish, something like Forbrydelsen. meaning the crime, I believe, literally. But the killing is definitely enough for 1 point. Number two, what was the new Windows operating system announced shortly after the iPhone? The answer is Windows Vista. Windows Vista, we all remember it fondly. 1 point for that. Number three, Forrest Whitaker played Idi Amin in what film and won the Oscar? The answer is The Last King of Scotland. The Last King of Scotland for a point. Number four, the new president of France in this unspecified past year, beating Ségolène Royal in the final round of voting, was Nicolas Sarkozy. Sarkozy, he of Carla Bruni fame. 1 point for that. Number five, the last episode of The Sopranos ended with a cut to black while Don't Stop Believing played. Don't Stop Believing, with an N on the end and an apostrophe to be more precise, by Journey, but I just needed the name of the song, Don't Stop Believing, for a point. Number six was our football question. Thierry Henry moved to Barcelona from what London club? And the answer is Arsenal. Arsenal FC for a point. And number seven, the all-time Major League Baseball home run record broken in this year on the 7th of August by Barry Bonds. Barry Bonds, your answer. And number eight, our last of the, you know, the knowledge questions here. Pakistan was the country that Benazir Bhutto was the former prime minister of and was assassinated in this year towards the end of the year, Pakistan. So 1 point for that. And what year is it? You've been dying to know. And I'm sure you already do that. The answer is 2007. 2007, the only answer that will get you 2 points, because that is literally the right answer. And I've decided only 1 year either side as your buffer for the 1 point answers. So 2006 or 2008, 1 point for you, 2 points for 2007, as mentioned. Moving on to second the best. We were talking about, first of all, the longest rivers in China, and the English names for those aren't. So number one here is the River Yangtze. So if you said Yangtze, that is only 1 point for you. Well-known long river at 6,300 kilometers long. But if you wanted the 2 points, you would have had to say the Yellow River, approximately 5,500 kilometers, not too far behind. Yellow for 2 points then, or if you said Yangtze, 1 point only. Number two was the host cities for the modern Olympics. They started in 1896 in Athens, back in the home of the ancient Olympics. So 1 point if you said Athens, and 2 points if you said Paris. That is Paris, France, to be exact. Paris in 1900, Athens in 1896. In Paris, they were part of the World's Fair of 1900, the first Olympics to feature women. Apparently, it wasn't particularly clear that they were the Olympics, and some athletes didn't realize they'd been competing in the second modern Olympics. One more, because I love old Olympic stories. In the marathon, they didn't close the streets of Paris, apparently. So the British athletes pulled out almost immediately. Someone got hit by a bicycle. The leader at one stage got pointed the wrong way by a policeman. The names on the podium caught my eye as well in research. Michel Theato was the winner from Luxembourg, but representing France. In third place, Sweden's Ernst Fast. Clearly not fast enough on this occasion. And the silver medal went, ironically enough, to Emile Champion. Oh, and of the only seven athletes to finish the race, one was called Ronald McDonald. All good fun. Number three, best-selling handheld game consoles ever. Number one, top of the list, is the Nintendo DS, with more than 150 million consoles sold. Well done to Nintendo. So the DS for 1 point only. And if you said the Game Boy, that is going to be worth 2 points. I'm including the Game Boy Color in here, as does the Nintendo official website. 118 million units sold, let's say, for the Game Boy and Game Boy Color. So 2 points if you said one or both of those. Number four was the constructors, who've had the most World Drivers' champions representing them in Formula One. Number one, top of the heap here by a distance, is Ferrari with 15. Such cases, most recently in 2007. And number two is McLaren with 12, most recently, funnily enough, in 2008. Since then, it's been Mercedes and Red Bull, but neither have quite caught up yet. So 2 points for McLaren, 1 point for Ferrari, two well-known F1 teams. And finally, your Spice Girls singles. The first one they released was Wannabe, to much fanfare in June 1996, so 1 point for that. And if you wanted 2 points, you would have had to say You'll Be There. In September 1996, they released that. Also went to number one in the UK. Didn't do as well internationally, that one, but Say You'll Be There remains the 2 point answer for that one. Wannabe for 1 point, as I said. Right then, round four, past the Dutch. Let's hear all these questions in Dutch and answers in Dutch again, and then I will clarify using my English language skills. Number one.
Welk Franse museum herbergt de Mona Lisa en de Venus van Milo? Het antwoord is het Louvre.
Yeah, as you will probably come to learn, the word het means the, and antwoord means answer. The answer is the Louvre. That is the museum, the French museum, which houses the Mona Lisa and the Venus de Milo, or Venus de Milo, as the question said. So 2 points if you said the Louvre. Number two.
Op welk konijn wordt gejaagd door Elmer Fudd in de Looney Tunes tekenfilms? Het antwoord is Bugs Bunny.
Indeed, which rabbit is hunted by Elmer Fudd in Looney Tunes cartoons? And the answer can only be Bugs Bunny. 2 points if you said Bugs Bunny. Number three.
Wie regisseerde de films Jackie Brown en Death Proof? Het antwoord is Quentin Tarantino.
Indeed, with a nice throaty Dutch flourish, it's Quentin Tarantino. The question being, who directed the films Jackie Brown and Death Proof? Simple. Number four.
In welk jaar is de Titanic gezonken? Het antwoord is 1912.
And so, as you've already gathered, the question was, in what year did the Titanic sink? And the answer is 1912. Yep, 2 points for 1912, the Titanic. And number five.
Welke vrucht is Clockwork in de titel van een roman van Anthony Burgess? Het antwoord is oranje.
Yeah, and what a Dutch answer to finish us off with. Oranje, or orange. Which fruit is Clockwork in the title of an Anthony Burgess novel? The question, 2 points for orange. And my clock does work, meaning I know it's time to leave you be for another week. I'll be back very, very soon with more exercise for the tip of your tongue and the back of your mind. Please continue to live your truth until such time and beyond. Bye-bye.